meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the NeoBrahmi Generation panel with the Oriya Expert Call on the 22nd of November 2018. In the call, we have Dr. Jetty, J.S., Ajay, Pitinan, and Samar. And we have a dial number of 789. Could you identify yourself, please?
Hello. I'm Pratik.
Hello. Yes.
From O Foundation.
Pratik Paknit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And?
Over to you, Dr. Ajay.
So, okay, great. Thank you for joining this call for India. And for the record, I wanted to set the context correct. And those who are joining and were not part of NBGP, especially for them, that I want to set up the scope of the NBGP, the purpose of NBGP, and the impact on the language. So this is the fundamental I'm going to address first before we start discussing the specifics. So NBGP is formed, Neo Brahmi Generation Panel is formed for the basic purpose to form the create the LGR, which is label generation rule for each script. Can we please put the mic on mute when you are not speaking?
Yes.
Can you please put the mic on mute so that we don't hear the background noise? Yeah, thank you. So, this is... Sitrin, can you please find out and tell exactly from where the noise is coming to that person?
Right now, it should be okay. Dr. Jetty, okay. Could you please mute your mic, please, when you're not speaking? Thank you.
Okay. So, the NeoBrahmi Generation Panel is formed to create label generation rules, and label generation rules are specific only for the top-level domain. So basically, the impact will be when ICANN announces next round for top-level domain registrations, then each community for each script will be able to apply the top-level domain in their own script, provided the label generation rules are set by the community and that's impacted into the root zone. That's the impact. That's the scope of NeoBrahmi Generation Panel. Impact on language. Impact on language is very big because the community will be able to register the domain name in your own script. If we do not have the LGR and the root zone, then you will not be able to register a top-level domain name in your own script. But having said that, sitting and I can't concentrate like that. There's a noise here. Sitting, from where the mic is not mute?
Okay, I think this now it should be okay.
Okay. So this is very, very important to have the label generation rules for each script into the root zone. If we do not have a root zone, LGR into the root zone, then the impact is that when the ICANN announces the GTLD round, the particular community will not be able to apply for the top-level domain name in their own script. That's the impact. Now, does it have any impact on the language which you use on every day? Answer is no. Does it have an impact on the content or the language being created on everyday life or the newspapers or the websites or everywhere else? Answer is no. It has very specific context for top-level domain names. With top-level domain names, if you do not know, is right side of the dot. If you have hotmail.com, then Hotmail is the second level. We are not talking about that. We are talking about .com, which is the right side of the dot. Like in India, we have .bharat right now done by Government of India, served by NICSI. Having said that, since it does not have any language-specific impact, then our scope runs becomes very technical and very linguist. We are not talking about the language. We are talking about the script here. When we are talking about the script here, we are talking about the Odia script here, like Devanagari script. Devanagari script do not have only Hindi as a language. We are not getting rules for Hindi, or we are not getting rules for Marathi. We are getting the rules for Devanagari script. So some characters will come, or rules will come because of Marathi, some rules will come because of Hindi, some rules will come because of Nepali, which is from Nepal. Hence, Hindi people might think that this is not a character, this is not the rule which we are looking for, but please understand that this is not the rule for Hindi, this is the character which is being accommodated for Nepali. It is just an example. Because we are treating Devanagari as a script here. We are not treating any other specific languages here. Having said that, now the question remains is, what are the issues which are there in Odia related to the content from Wikipedia, reference to something else? These are all very basic. And of course, if we have some other authored and very authentic content, we shall replace this. And I would see that if the Neo-Brahmi generation panel team can take care of that and create more authentic sources and references, that will be great to create the authenticity of the document for script per se. I think I will pause myself here and ask questions if you have any doubt or any question at this stage, whatever I have said.
Hello.
Yes. Please name yourself and speak.
I am Pratik.
Yes.
I would like to come in at a few points that you said. First of all,
yes.
You said that this is not meant to define the language. This is meant
yes.
as a standalone document. I would like to tell that the internet is a manifestation of a society. The multilingual internet is meant to represent the language, not to form its own version of it. It is important that the LGR document should not be read in isolation, because it is a major tool that will affect the language in the future. And it is also crucial because the ICANN is known for promoting a multi-stakeholder model. It can be said that not much consensus has been taken in this, because Subhashish and myself talked with a lot of researchers and multiple individuals who are major stakeholders in this conversation.
We are extending Pratik, hold. You are extending. I have not. Okay, please go
I'd
ahead.
I'd like to finish my. As I was telling, this whole process has taken into a few obsolete or inexistent characters, and it has introduced them with no consensus at all. ICANN is known for taking consensus of multiple stakeholders, and this seems to have been done very hastily and unanimously. Also, we sent two or more white papers to the panel, however, we received a reply to only one of them. And you also said, sir, that this is meant for the standardization of the script, and you are not talking about the language. However, because you are talking about the script, the character U plus 0B35 does not exist in the script itself. So at this point, even if the language is not considered, we are talking only about Odia as a script. The character, the proposed character 0B35 does not exist. And that it has been unintentionally highlighted, and that new changes or new usages of the script, such as giving the nukta below ka, kha, and other characters, have been proposed. It is questionable why that kind of a perspective is being presented when it has nothing to do with the usages in the language. So I think I would like to end here, and that Perso-Arabic and different forms of Odia have been proposed there, which are certainly in regard with the language. And it has been proposed that these characters are required for the Muslim communities and tribal communities. We talked with a lot of experts. We talked with many experts regarding tribal languages and Muslim languages and about the Muslim community in Odisha. And we found that they have never heard about this character. So it is questionable and This is a red flag for ICANN not to engage with such experts where the correct references and citations have not been given, and the phishing has been referred as phishing, S-I-S-H-I-N-G. So I'd like to end it here. I hope you got my point.
Prateek, I would request you to, I was asking specific references to the questions, to the points which I have raised. You have actually gone beyond that, and I have not even come to the document. I have not even come to the document.
I responded with regard to your statement that we are not talking about the language, we are talking about the script. And for all languages
exactly.
of that script, I
just
wanted to go those 2 points specifically.
So language, let me correct myself and let me correct you. The Neo Brahmi generation panel is for script. A script will spread towards languages, obviously, for sure. But the ultimate document is when we are talking about Uriya as a script, the languages do not go into the root zone, the script goes into the root zone. Only Uriya script will go into the root zone, whether it is served by 40 languages or 50 languages. One second. This will go into the root zone as a Uriya script, not as a Uriya language. That is what we need to be very careful and understand. And
I agree, that is what I'm saying. The characters do not have a place in the Odia script itself.
No.
Not even in the Odia
language.
You
can have your view, right? But please be open for what somebody else is saying. You cannot stand on your view, then consensus is not there. Then either somebody agrees your view, and otherwise there is no document. This is not the way multi-gestured model works. We have to give space to every other's view. And then only the multi-stakeholder works. If I stick to my view and there is no other view, then there is nothing process. So let me complete my task. First, the document is, there are references. I'm coming to the document later. First, you have any question, except more, related to that Neo Brahmi generation panel is for a script. First, it has a scope only for top-level domain, and it has nothing to do for any language beyond Uriya script for root zone. Languages will be discussed. I am coming to that next stage. Do you have any question around that, or anybody else's question around that? First, we have to set the rules correct. If we do not know the rules of the game, then we will be talking here and there. The characters are given. Now coming to the if the character is there or not there. Pitinan, you are listening. Please correct us if there is something wrong in it. Then the characters proposed in Uriya root zone is part of MSR, or if it is beyond MSR.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes. Currently, the characters proposed in the proposal are all in the MSR.
So, so if there is a proposed character in MSR, then it is very well given to answer Prateek's question by Unicode to INA, to MSR, to NBGP proposal, not introduced by our own will any other code point. This is the boundary given, and within that boundary, this character is given. So there cannot be any introduction of any code point which is not part of MSR. Fine. So this answers your question of this character exists or not exists. Point number 3. This character is not used by Uriya script, which you are referring to. I have seen the document. Even the experts of script have seen the document. This character is with well-referenced documents there, not used by Uriya script, but the other scripts.
Hello, sir.
The document has been...
Are you referring to the document that we received as a reply?
The document that was replied. Yes.
The document that we received as a reply to Subhashish's response. Is that right?
I hope so. You received the same document.
Yes, I received the same document. I would like to point out that we showed the concern document to numerous experts, including Professor Dr. Sangamitra Mahanti, Dr. Prafulla Tripathi, Dr. Asit Mahanti, Mr. Govardhan Panda, C.H. Santakar, and multiple other stakeholders. These are experts from all levels of the language. Many of them are pioneers of Odia computing. Many of them belong from tribal communities or have interacted at length with speakers of tribal languages of Odisha. And all of them seem to have the opinion that the concerned character has no usage in present-day Odia or has never ever been accepted into the Odia script even in the remote past. So, I do not know what references you are referring to. May I please complete?
No. Okay.
I took a look at the document myself. I myself research into Odia language and literature. And many of the references were from books that were particular parts of Odia musical literature. I am a practicing performer of all that. And I can say that the screenshots do not have that character. The reference has something else and it has been written to have something else. For example, I would like to go into just one case. The concerned document cites a book called Barnabodham. The book that was, it refers to the second edition, it refers to the book, but it presents a particular edition of the book which includes the controversial character. However, the scan of the second edition of the book does not have that character. So there have been some references which are not correct, there have been some references which are out of context, and there are some references which have been distorted, I'm sorry to say. And I do not know how far this can go, and how far the references are credible, and about the expertise of the concerned committee. However, numerous experts and stakeholders of the Odia language have unanimously said that they, at least in their experience, have never come across this concerned character, and we have compiled a white paper which we'll be sending to you soon.
Pratik, we have to be very careful in using the words of credibility. Nobody is giving certificate here, and nobody becomes more authoritative.
I was referring to the credibility of the references, not to any individual or anything.
Even the references. It's a multi-stakeholder model. Everybody is at equal footing to participate, including myself. And the person who is working, or you are working, or anybody else is working, are all equal. There is nobody less or more for us. We have to be very clear about it, point number one. Point number two, we have to respond to the references. That this reference...
We have. I'll send you the documents. I don't have presently access to the Connect interface. I am calling. I am talking with you on the call.
Send us your comment on the references. One. Secondly, why do you think these references are not credible? Why? Third,
I cited an example.
Pratik, listen. We have to understand. What is the population of Odia?
Do you know that? I would say around 4 to 5 crores.
5 crores. So, and no matter how much big panel you make, you cannot make 5 crore people panel. You will agree with me? Right?
Hello?
So, we cannot create a 5 crore people panel ever. Right? There will be always somebody who will say that I was not consulted, and there will be always somebody who will say I was not consulted, I was ignored, they know nothing, I know everything. There will be always somebody like that. Question is, there has been a call 3 years before, not now. Odia community joined. Community joins. We don't invite. It's a voluntary. Anybody who joins. There were newspapers, articles everywhere. PTI, which is the most credible agency of the country, announces and releases the news twice, not once. Social media is there. We have a dedicated social media team. Now, after that, nobody can say that I was not told. It was all in public domain. Right? We cannot reach to 5 crore people. Nobody can. If you were the part of the team, you could not also. Nobody could. Now, if you would have taken a stand that this character is not required, somebody would have taken a stand against you that this character is required and fight for it. This is a community consensus formation. Right? Our question is, so there are three points which I get. So I think first point is clear to you already that the character is part of MSR. So there is no question of the character is not there. Now the question, only thing is left right now in the entire document is whether this character should be part of this document or not. And this is not, I am going to decide about it. Trust me that this is not my decision. This is always a community decision. You guys have to decide about it. A decision has been taken by some community members already in that document and they are giving the reference. We will not be taking a final call whether they are accepted or not. There is a call which has already been taken already in that. Now, we will send your view and their view we will send to IP and it will go to the third party. They will take their view that whether what we should do or should include or not based on the rules available in the security and stability of internet. Because we right now are just not as liberty at this luxury to take you through the entire process which has gone through, right? Now we are at a very special case trying to accommodate that whether there can, we do not do a gross error just to avoid that we do not do a gross error in the document. If somebody is there, let us see if there is a gross error issue, we should deal with that. Now comes to the another point. That now because it is a Odia script, not a language, and we agree on that, this is the scope of NBGP. We are consensus on that. Now the question is, you as a Odia script person may do a research for sure about, but probably you will not have so much time and so much thought has been put in last 1 year to do a research and come to the document. Referenceability and credibility of the document, please respond to that if you think that there is something which is grossly wrong on that. And respond to the Subhashish or reference to the senders to us, to ICANN or me, whatever you have the email ID now. And so that we can relook at and maybe reconvene. There's the only small part left. From my point of view, if the community has both view, and if the character goes into the system, there is no harm from my point of view. Because the more we delay, the more we are putting the community backward right now, because we will not be able to go and root you on LGR, and next round, we will not be able to register the top level domain names. This option is always open when the next round opens, and we can correct those situations if it is hurting us, if it is harming us. That, because internet evolves, we all know that, Prateek.
So,
there is no problem in that.
This is Sarmad. I want to make a short.
Yes, Sarmad, please come ahead. I was looking forward for you.
Hi, this is Subhashish. Sorry, I had to join a bit late. I was in a different meeting.
No problem. Sarmad is.
Okay, so.
For Mr. Sharma?
Yes.
Okay, so I think this is Sarmad. So we have actually a couple of the two points of view, I think, which need to eventually converge for this particular proposal. The first, obviously, is that there is a community which needs to be represented, and there is at least some one point of view in the community that we need some extra characters to provide some representation of labels for that particular community. So we are saying that we have some extra letters with dots under them, and those are needed for a particular part of the community. And then on the other side, there is a part of the panel, so to speak, which is sharing that those characters are not stably used. They may be used by somebody, but they're not used by the larger population. And therefore, the concern for roots on LGR suggests that those should not really be included at this time because their use is not stable. So there are two points. At the end of the day, depending on, you know, each part of the community really needs to establish their argument. So the mechanism to establish, for example, argument of usage is, and we need to obviously do this scientifically. So there are two or three different ways one can establish usage. One, of course, is to refer to multiple publicly published sources and show that those books or materials, newspapers or whatever have you, contain these characters. And the second, obviously, is that expert kind of interviews of expert people are done, and it is that is made the basis of, in a way, representing that those characters are included. And then the third way this can actually be done is that one could collect online OER resources, text, web content, for example, and do like a frequency analysis of these characters and how frequently do they occur. So there are multiple ways one can credibly show whether a character is used or not. As far as, and then once, and I would probably suggest that it is the onus of the group which is including the character because of the conservatism principle. It is the onus of the group which is including the character to really establish the use. And of course, if there is members of the community which do not agree to that, they can raise their arguments against the arguments which are being raised by the group which is including them. So I think currently, as far as examples of use is concerned, you know, I think what we need to do is maybe establish a list of those sources, whether it is published sources, corpora, or personal interviews with experts, make a list, and then maybe the other, you know, people who do not agree with it, they can perhaps comment on each of those items on the list, and once all that perhaps is in front of us, the group perhaps can make a decision on which way to go. So that may be one mechanism to move forward, that we document each source, make a table, and then let the group members including people with differing opinions comment on each cell. Thank you.
Hi, I just want to say one sentence. So like one party is not, I mean, hello?
Yes, hello. Please go ahead.
Okay, so if there are two parties, some people are not agree with something and some people are agree with something. So as we are like, we really want to introduce those to root zones, the script to the root zone. So like I have a suggestion, like shall we exclude those characters for right now and like include those characters which are unanimously agreed by these two groups? I think that will be like a case.
So this is Sarmad, I'd like to come in.
Please go ahead, Sarmad.
Right, so I think I'd like to respond to, I think it was Subhashish, if I'm not wrong. Okay, sorry. I think my response, at least to that, would be that it is not really about, you know, how many people are voting on each side. We really need to establish this a bit scientifically, and even if we have scientific argument which holds, I think that's really really the way to go, because the reason for that is that this proposal obviously is going to be eventually used and read by a very wide audience across the globe. And so all the technical argumentation or linguistic argumentation which we require based on either data or I guess expert opinion really need to be encoded in the document itself. and inclusion or exclusion, because this question is not something which is going to be raised now. It can actually also be, the same question can actually be raised, you know, 1 year down the road or 2 years down the road by the community as well. And so we need to have clear evidence that this issue was discussed. These were the factors which were considered, and based on those factors, this was the final decision which was made. So that when somebody reads this proposal 2 years down the road, they are still convinced about the same argument, versus just arbitrarily, I think, a couple of people perhaps just, you know, voting either way or the one way or the other way, that becomes troublesome, as Dr. Data was also sharing, that you can then always find another voice out there, because obviously not everybody was involved in this development process. So it is, it would be good if we can document both arguments and then based on documented arguments make a final decision and record all that within the proposal. Thank you.
I'm glad you said that, Parman. Because this makes, so this is, this clarifies a lot of points. And I guess instead of taking the arguments on call, I guess we can have a scientific route to response of the corrector to be only on that particular point, which is a point of concern, that do we want to include that corrector or not, and let us have that scientific point document created. And can I have a can I request you to create a Word doc, this Google Doc, and where everybody in a community. So I would like to refrain myself and calling two groups or two parties or multiple parties. Let us come to the similar platform. It's a Urea script group. Let us create that group, one document together, where we can put all the scientific reasons, whether to include or not include, and come to the conclusion. That's what the approach I would appreciate. So create a Google Doc document, and all the Urea people can write on that, whatever on the group is, create a limited group on this, and write the scientific question on that. Does it, can we work on that petition accordingly and have the document available only for that particular point?
Sure, we can have the document started. We have Subhashish in the queue.
Thank you, Pitnan. Hi, everyone. Sorry, I was in a meeting, so I had to join a little bit late. And what I was hearing from Sarmat, and that's where I joined, that he very well elaborated on something called a consensus-based decision-making, something that I can and many other organizations promote worldwide. And I really appreciate the balanced position that Sarmat took, and I unfortunately missed everything that was discussed before that. Something that I would like to discuss is by taking a step back. And when I looked at a document in the first place, I realized that there has not been any kind of consensus while creating that document. And correct me if I'm wrong. And I personally felt that there is a need for that kind of discussion, whether those characters are included, whether those characters are not included, that's a different discussion altogether. But it's important that we do it in the right way, because that's the philosophical stand that an organization like ICANN take, that every single decision making is a consensus based approach. And I've reached out to a lot of people to verify if they were actually informed in any manner. I reached out to the largest published Odia newspaper called Sambada, and they were not informed about this, and many other organizations were not informed about it. And this is not a blame game. I'm not blaming anyone. The effort that Dr. Data, the ICANN staff, and all the volunteers that have put forward is really remarkable, and we should appreciate all of that. But at the same time, it's also important that important to know that a lot of people that could contribute, that are major stakeholders of the language, were not consulted, were not informed about this thing in the first place. And there was, in my opinion, a lack of consensus in the process this document was prepared. The second thing is, the introduction of new characters in any language or any script or for any particular reason, be that for the LGR, be that for the script reform, or be that for any other purpose, is done by a larger consensus, by including a lot of major stakeholders, for instance, the government, the industry, the end users, most importantly, the news and media organizations, and other people that use the language on a day-to-day basis, because everyone has a say when there is major change like this that's happening. Of course, the internet is evolving. Things could be changed in the next phase. But what's important here is that this is not a standalone thing. This is a part of a larger ecosystem, and that ecosystem sort of contributes both to the language and the language computing. So when there is a change that's introduced to the script or to the language, that affects to the larger ecosystem, and it's very important that it's not looked at from in an isolation. Now, this document, if it was allowed to go live as a final document, imagine after 2 years, somebody looked at this document and told that, look at the ICANN document, and they already have introduced few new characters in the ODS script, and we should now introduce these characters to the ODS script formally in textbooks, in school, in textbooks for the small kids. And this would have been used as a leverage, as a proof, as an evidence to create those new characters in the ODS script. I'm not talking about if those scripts are useful or not, if we can write, Persian Arabic languages and other languages using that. But it's important that this could have been used as an evidence in the future. And then what we did is we also looked at how we could establish a more balanced view. So we interviewed many people, starting from a linguist who has experience for a long time working with Unicode Consortium, CDAC, TDIL, and many other organizations locally and globally. We asked her opinion, and she said a very important thing. Her name is Sangamitra Mohanty, and she said how many new characters they can insert to accommodate the 6,500 languages in the world. Will I learn Persian Odia, Japanese Odia? With only 26 characters in English, it has become one of the most influential languages of the whole world. And to me, that was a very important statement, because it's not important to just keep increasing the number of scripts, no matter what the purpose is, be it LGR, be it anything else. It's important that the language is already a standardized language, and it's important to consider that as a base of everything. ODIA has a lot many challenges at this moment to grow as a language, to be widely used. A lot of young kids which are going to schools are not learning ODIA as a language, are not speaking ODIA at home. And that's the bigger challenge for us. And the biggest complaint that we have heard in the recent past is that the language has become really complex, has really difficult to for a common person to understand. The literature is considered as a language and the whole of it. And we need to address those problems. We also spoke to people who speak different languages at home as their native languages. For example, Dr. Nasim Ali, who speaks Urdu as a native language, who is also an Odia speaker, who speaks Odia and Urdu both as native languages. He spoke in great details about the Urdu script, which is basically the Persian Arabic script. And he also mentioned how Devanagari, which is also used at times to write Hindustani and Urdu in different places, is not enough, even though it has evolved a lot, even though Devanagari as a script has evolved a lot to accommodate so many languages that it uses. We spoke to people that represent the indigenous language community, and this is a place where I want to take a stand that we should not call the indigenous communities tribal communities, tribal derogatory word, and I really oppose every single place in the document where the word tribal is written. I have worked personally with a lot of indigenous language communities. I've worked with four language communities for a National Geographic documentary project in the recent past. And I've worked very closely. I've traveled to the Banda Hills of Koraput district in Odisha. And this is unacceptable when somebody uses the word tribal for indigenous language communities. We spoke to two people from the indigenous language communities, one from Santali and the other one is from Ho. Both of them told very clearly they do not need these characters, these particular characters that we're talking about in Odia script to accommodate their language. Then we went to someone who's a researcher. His name is Govardhana Panda. Mr. Panda has worked with at least 12 languages in the undivided Koraput district of Odisha. And he told very clearly that he has written 7 books, including 1 textbook in Kui language for the Odisha government. And he has never felt the problem of writing any of those languages, any of those 12 indigenous languages out of the 20 indigenous languages from Odisha to express the pronunciations of those languages in the Odia script. Now, because he is a multilingual person, he speaks Bonda just like a native speaker. I have traveled with him to the remote places in Koraput and Malkangiri, and he arrived in those places. He was treated like a demigod because he's someone who can speak the language fluently, whereas the native speakers there have sort of speak a mix of Bonda and Odia, because now they go to market, they speak to a lot of Odia speakers, and their language has changed over time. But he speaks very fluent Bonda, and he's treated really, really respectfully. So he told me that when he compiled the book, when he wrote the first ever dictionary in that language, and again, I'm releasing a documentary beginning of next year, which has extensive amount of the Bonda language, which is ever documented digitally. And he told me that, it's always challenging to write in a non-native script for a language which is spoken by a group of native speakers. And that difficulty lies everywhere. Maybe it's a bit easier if somebody use the phonetic characters on the IPA or the phonetic the romanization. And it's a slightly challenging to write in. If somebody listens to the indigenous language communities, it's really easy for them to write their language in Odia. It's not at all difficult. And I asked him, because he worked with so many languages, and he also worked with most of the other indigenous languages in Odisha. He told me none of the indigenous languages of Odisha need additional characters in the Odia script, which is already there. Now, going back to what Professor Sanghamitra Mahanty said, she also said that we don't need to expand the script because the script was initially created for that particular language. Now we are accommodating more languages for that script. But that's not the problem of the script. We have to use the script and people have to live with that ambiguity. Going back to someone who comes from media, Dr. Asit Mahanty, and Asit Mahanty has been known as a historian, researcher, and author. He has worked with the largest published newspaper, read by about 200,000 people every day. They introduced something called a simplified Odia by using Anusara and by replacing replacing the kanjans or the juktakaras with Anusara. And what they tried to do for a long time, for over like 10 years, and they failed, and they tried to change that approach of using Anusara and then going back to using kanjans again. What he told me during this interview is that you can't impose things on people. People have to accept things when they feel that there is a need of that. People are comfortable writing with kanjans at this moment. They're not comfortable writing with Anusara, even though it's easier and even though it's grammatically correct. There's nothing wrong in writing with the Anusara. The only issue is people are not ready to change, and we can't impose that. And Sambada, by the way, has more access to people than the government. They're very influential. They're very active in the grassroots communities. They run contests in schools. And even with that kind of reach and outreach, they could not manage to change, and they had to go back to the previous way of writing kanjan. Okay, I'll stop at this point, and maybe I'll request Nasim and Anindita both, because they also have very important inputs, and they should also speak, because we could not speak to Anindita and get her opinion. So it's important that they both speak for a moment.
So Anandita here. I'm a linguist and I'm working on various Indian languages, and Odia is definitely one of them. That's my first language. So I have two concerns here. One is the D sound, and then the other one is the R sound that that this particular document highlights. I'm audible. Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you please hold yourself for a second? I think, Subhashish,
yeah.
I will forget, and maybe it addresses, in nutshell, we are addressing an issue of that this particular character should be added or not added. With the limitations of time, I think Sarmad has told very clearly that we need to come up with a scientific answer and record this in the document. There is no hard lines around it should be added or not added. We must record on both the documents, both the versions or many versions. There may be third version also. There may be fourth version. So we need to mention all those versions there and come to a conclusion. This is what we need. This is what we don't need. This is the region to add. This is the region not to be added. Now,
just
to send the press on.
The issue papers, the white papers that we published.
Listen to me. Let us just send that response back. I have already discussed with you and told you that when the discussion about second level comes up, when the discussion about next level of LGR comes up, you plus join the panel and be part of it. Just to answer your question, this is all consensus-based document. So there is no doubt about it. 60-plus volunteers consent on a document, on a mailing list, then on a public forum. People come on all the organizations, CDIL, TDIL, are part of the mailing list. They are part of the communication. People have contributed the way they could and as much as they want. Now the question is, you have talked to another 10 people. When you were not on call, and even in the past I have told you, there are 5 crore Oriyans. You cannot go to everyone. Everybody can have their own opinions and can own view against what somebody says. Now the question is, we as a panel have to reach to one place so that the document gets formed, document gets created, and reaches to the root zone. This is the interest of the community. If we do not reach the decision, then who loses? Community. Because community will not be able to participate into the next round of GTLD. And you will not have any top-level domain names. This community is going to miss that much bigger part of it rather than one character there or here or not there. Key is, and I understand, and this is not to settle a score here, this panel is not to settle a score here, that we were part of it, we were not part of it, we should be made part of it, we should be heard part of it. I think we need to take more liberal approach here, that whatever has happened, we could not part of it. Let us now participate in the future of the internet, which is more bigger, and let the community not suffer, because if the document does not go in the root zone on time, then we are not participating, as Odia script is not going to participate in the next round of GTLD. This is a much more bigger loss to the entire community, and whether it's 300, 400, 500, whatever it is. And as a common sense, we all know that there are new standards, there are new parameters, there are new protocols, which keep coming. Somebody is, which is out of context right now, somebody is now working on to replace TCP/IP, which is a global standard. Things get replaced. It is not, it doesn't change. By saying that, I am not at all justifying that character. Please understand. I do not understand that character. As I am not the ODS script expert. I am on a scientific process person. So if we have the response on this document, on that scientifically, why it should not be included, and the response on what is the credibility this response is missing on the document which is shared and response has been shared with you, which is formed by the community members, then I think we can reach to a consensus, we can reach to a conclusion, send it to the IP and come to a conclusion where what is the response on, and then move further instead of holding the discussion, holding the document and not to let it further. Now, if you have if you have anything to say beyond on that particular character, then I think we can discuss. Else, we can wait for the response and we can have a document created by putting in a draft document for that particular character, shared with the community, and then we can update the document online.
Dr. Data, when I theoretically agree to some of the things that you said, I also think it's important that people that are part of the discussion should be given equal importance and should be given the chance to speak what they want to speak. And that's what the consensus is all about. It's about giving everyone the equal opportunity to share their opinion. It's not about giving a vote of yes or no. Now,
So there is a document being created.
Yes.
Once again, there is a document being created. Everybody is open to give their opinion, right?
Let me just finish.
Everybody. Yeah. Okay.
No. Okay. Let me quickly finish, and then we can discuss more. Something that I want to reiterate is that we published a first edition of the white paper on our website, and then we sent a bunch of comments to the panel, and then there's a third document which I shared with all of you today as a PDF attachment. And these three documents were created in using scientific research methodology. They're not created based on opinions. They're all based on facts. And I'll stop here because Anita was speaking and I sort of cut her in between. I'll mute myself and I'll let Anita speak what she wants.
Okay. So my concern when I sort of responded to the document that was shared, my concern is the economy of grammar. So this is what I highlighted in my response. So if we are adding so many burr sounds and so many curl sounds, and we don't have the corresponding words for that, and then unnecessarily increasing the number of characters where we already have the available letters or available alphabet. So why are we going to further complicate it? That's one concern. And then the second thing is that if we have two distinct sounds for one, let's say, the phonetically, if I can talk about, one is the reflex, the, and the other one is going to be the der sound. They have their distinct characters. So there is absolutely no need to drop one of the characters which is needed for certain words. And if we are allowing, if we are trying to include more characters, that's okay. So maybe that's a different thing to consider, and then there would be a different discussion on that. But deleting certain characters which have their own uniqueness in this language doesn't really I'm not convinced with this idea. That's the first thing. And the second thing, so many curl sounds, so many burr sounds when we don't have the ver, when we don't have the ver. So adding these sounds where we do not have any corresponding words. So that's also not very convincing when I think about it from the economy of grammar perspective. Scientifically, if you ask me, if we have the words and then there are corresponding sounds, there is absolutely no need to repeat things. So I don't have much to say. One thing, let's not delete ones which have uniqueness. The second thing, let's not add things which are not going to be much relevant for our words, for our script, and for our language. So that's all I'll say for the moment.
Anybody out of the Jyoti or Kuldeep or Pitin and Sarmad wants to take up this and respond to it? Because I don't know who has said, so I cannot respond to these characters. Yes, Sarmad, please.
Right. So I think one thing we should probably, I guess, be all clear that this process obviously is not innovative in any respect. It is documenting the state of practice. And that's exactly what we, I think, need to establish. That, and I think it's really what the concern here is as well, that whether this is, these characters, which are, for example, included, represent the state of practice or represent innovation. If they represent innovation, then the conservatism principle for root zone LGR says that they really should not be included, they should be left out. If they represent state of practice, beyond even if Oriya language and Oriya script, then these obviously need to be included. The LGR says that it is an inclusion-based standard, which means that we start by default by excluding everything. So by default, nothing is included. And then based on evidence, we include characters with one character at a time, which means that to include any characters in this standard, we obviously need to have clear and convincing evidence that that character is representing the current state of practice of the script. I think that's really what the root zone LGR is about. So going back to what Anandita was saying, I think what you're referring to is more about innovation in script, and that is totally out of scope for the root zone LGR. Thank you.
Sorry, Sarmat, I have a little bit of doubt about what you just said. Are you suggesting that we go ahead with these characters included, or we exclude them for now and do more research and identify the use of those characters in different language written in Oriya script? Sorry, I'm a bit confused.
Right. So sorry for being not clear. Let me summarize again. So what I'm saying is, by default, everything is excluded. So nothing is included, which means, and we only include letters for which we can find convincing evidence that they are popularly used in general purpose, everyday life of communities using Oriya script. So, so if it is a special purpose character, for example, something to represent pronunciation in a dictionary, or for example, for mathematics or for religious purposes, but not general purpose, widely used, that character should really not be included. That's really the rule for root zone LGR. So by default, everything is excluded, and for including any character, a convincing evidence needs to be established. And therefore, if we are not able to establish convincing evidence, the characters really should be taken out.
Okay, so maybe I'll just add one more point. So if we are not going to exclude anything which are frequently or convincingly used by the speakers, so then I didn't really understand why we are not considering the two different versions of the thing that has been mentioned in the document. I think these two are very, very unique, and then they have their own way of usage in the discourse. It will be really I'm not at all convinced when we have very different, specifically pronounced words in the lexicon. Why are we going to take it out, one of them? So the and the, la and la, they are not really going to be the elephants in that sense. And they are.
Sarmad, can I come in?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, ask for clarification on what you're saying. So I'm understanding that you are saying that there are two different characters. So there are two different cases now. In one case, we have some extra characters which some people on this call believe that they should not be included. And we've already talked about that. Now, this is, you're talking about a second case where you are, at least from what I understand, you are saying that there are a couple of characters which are generally and frequently used in Oriya script, but one of them has not been included. Can you confirm, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so what I understood, it's the retroflex r sound, it has been proposed not to put it in the list. If that is so,
okay,
then
it's
associated with the spec.
Right, and then if you have evidence to show that this should be included, it should certainly be included. So that's another then separate, I think, issue which really should be documented, and we need to do it, and if there is evidence, it should be included. So in any case, that's a second item which we should discuss as a community and come consensus on it.
So I guess, Ajit Datta here for record, I guess in the document which we are creating online, which is a Google Doc, I think we can mention these both the points, and we can put the references for the usage and include them into the document if the community decides which passes the test. I guess Sarmat told and very briefly and very beautifully that the progression and the weight is there. So there is no, I think, doubt from the perspective of adding or deleting. We know the process now, how it is being done and what is the merit. And no innovations are being tried here. So if we can take this as an actionable...
Right, so
Sarmat, please go ahead.
I just want to... One last point, sorry. So I think then what we would suggest is perhaps to start first by uniquely documenting all the quote-unquote issues which this group needs to solve. Once we all agree to the list of issues, then we can, as a second step, start providing evidence in favor of or against each of those issues and document that in form of a table. So that once the data is available to us online, then we can, put that data in front of us and make a decision. So I suggest a two-step process. First, make a list of issues, just so that we don't miss anything which needs to be discussed, and then do separate analysis for each of those issues. Thank you.
I meant exactly that, and I thought that in Google Doc, Petrina is going to mention these 2 points, and of course, if there is a third point, somebody can add that. It is an open doc, and within that, below the issue, we can put our points in favor or against whatever. So, or if you want, then we can have 2 separate documents. First, we agree on the issue, and then we switch to the solution. So, we can follow either of the approach. I'm fine with either.
Right, and this is Sarmad again. Intention would be that whatever we document there, it would be useful to include that, for example, as an appendix to the main document which we are going to publish, so that people in the future can also review the argumentation which was presented and obviously the decision which was made.
Yes, perfect. I think I agree with you. Thank you.
And hi, hello all. This is Kuldeep.
Just a week, go ahead.
Yeah, I was hearing all these discussions, and I'll justify wherever required and how we can move ahead with the arguments. And before while starting with the document of LGR, I had gone through the document of MSR, which I think Dr. Datta was explaining the requirement. How we have started the work before Subhashish has joined the call. And each and every letter I have scrutinized individually with the newspapers and other resources which I had along with me before creating this document. And then it was referred back to Dr. Zetti, who again reconciled the whole document with his own research and with other linguistics. And then it was, you know, finally sent to the IP, who is again going to the third round of verification, basically, who has again, you know, verified entire documents and suggested wherever required is required. And we have updated the same thing before it was sent to the public comment. So we will justify our work and we'll try to accommodate, you know, everyone's interest, not, you know, basically the people at large or small. Because once the document is finalized and once it enters to the root zone, we cannot, come back and change it later. So that's why we tried to put everyone's effort and, you know, everyone's interest who are using Odia as a script. And that is how I want to stop here.
Thank you for this, and we will have to do a little bit of more work probably for the document to justify the references and listen more comments, and that's a normal thing, and I think that's a welcome step to complete the task. So let us now move to the actionables, and let's put in and create the document, frame the issues as discussed, and then send to the mailing list. And then we close the issue and then we start documenting the references in favor or against. And then we probably organize another call or decide on the mail. I think if somebody else wants to say it before that, otherwise we will close the call. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining the call.
Yes, Ahmad. One last comment. Admin call, for all of those who want to participate in this discussion, we are not sure how many of you are on that email thread. So if you can, for those who are requesting other people through reference, if you can invite them or add them to that email thread, or if you can share somehow your interest and your email address, we'll add all of you on the same thread so that this can be shared with the discussion can be shared with everybody online. So please respond to the email thread and suggest any other colleagues you would like to be added in this thread, and we'll do so. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.